Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Navs Effect podcast. I am your host, Naveen Ganglani. We've got a good one today. We get to speak to Robert Bolick about a topic that I am very interested to get into, in huge part because I always have believed that there's more to basketball than just basketball, particularly for the players who play the game, how they go through everyday struggles like the rest of us human beings, how they have decisions to make that impact their lives and family lives along the way. And I think it's very important to get into that. And I feel Robert will give a good example because he was in a situation similar recently. So I'm excited to get into that, like I said. But before we do, I first want to talk about the summer heat in Manila because right now it is very, very hot. Paglabas mo ng shower, when you go outside of the house, even if you go to the balcony, the sun is down, you are burning up. And you know what's important? When you have really hot weather like this, like today, I had to wear long sleeve shirt for some work, went out, super hot, super sweating already, came back home, same thing, because that's just how it is right now. So what's very important when it's hot as hell? A good air conditioning unit, a working air conditioning unit. And that's why I want to tell you guys about the cleaning coach. Recently, I had my AC units at home and at work cleaned by their services, and I was very happy. So now, even if I know I'm going to go outside and it's super hot and I'm going to start sweating, I can come home, clean myself, and relax. Thanks in part to the cleaning coach for making sure my ACs work. So for more on the cleaning coach and the other services that they have to offer, check out this quick word from our sponsor.
When it comes to cleaning a home or office, most people just know the basics. Mopping the floor, wiping off dust and dirt is pretty standard. While all that can make a place look clean, it doesn't mean it is clean. Making a place truly clean and virus-free requires a professional help. That's where the Cleaning Coach comes in. The Cleaning Coach provides outstanding general cleaning, commercial cleaning, post-construction cleanup, upholstery cleaning, floor, carpet cleaning, aircon cleaning, and disinfection at a very reasonable price. The Cleaning Coach and his team will do all the scrubbing, dusting, polishing, disinfecting, and sanitizing, so you won't have to. Making your place look clean that you can also smell and feel. You will experience the difference. Now that's stress-free cleaning to a better normal, done professionally by the Cleaning Coach. Contact the Cleaning Coach today to learn more.
Okay, we are now joined by Robert Bolick. Robert, are you the Luka Doncic of the PBA? I feel like every game you play now, you're like a triple-double threat. Like, you could have 28 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 8 assists. Sometimes you'll get a triple-double. Sometimes you'll score 35 points. I don't know. Parang, is it so easy na ba for you now to score, to play? Do you just, is are you at a point of your career where whatever the defense does, it feels like you're just ready to counter no matter what it is they make you go through?
Ang ganda pakinggan no na pero I mean I think yun nga lagi ko sinasabi, you know, it's always about preparation, you know, when you prepare before games mas ahead ka sa competition eh. And I think that lacks, I think lacking yan sa mga players nowadays. I feel like hindi sila student of the game. I think that's why I think that's why I'm ahead, because I really studied the game. I watch films. I don't take anything for granted, especially the tapes, the game tapes. So I think when I watch, kahit noon dati, a lot of players just go to the game, and don't get me wrong, they're very talented. A lot of players, and dami ko nang nakikilala, very talented, very good players, strong body, very fast, very athletic. Pero yun nga, may kulang pa rin eh. And I think they take that not serious, but I take that game tape seriously. I watch games. I watch not just highlights. Highlights, everybody scores, di ba? When you watch a highlights, everybody looks good.
Tama.
But I watch the game tapes, man. I watch it almost every day. I watch it kung sino yung kalaban. I just don't watch the game tapes. I watch the whole game. I watch ano yung tinatawag nila in the sideline, the baseline. Anong paborito move nitong player na to? How do he defends? Ano bang binibigay nila? Ano bang bakante? And when you do that consistently, you're ahead sa competition eh. So I make sure I'm a student of the game. I watch game tapes. And I got that also from watching, the NBA players, you watch all the greats. Lahat ng mga magagaling sa NBA, all of them are student of the games. Diba? Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Steph. You name it. Lahat ng players na yan, they have staff to show them the films kung saan sila nagkakamali, ano ba yung kailangan pa. Every day may bago eh. Kahit alam na nila sila yung pinakamagaling, every day pinapanood pa rin nila. Every day parang meron pa rin silang something to prove. So I think for me, that tape, advantage ka na eh. Alam mo na eh. So hindi pa pumupunta, alam ko na at the back of my mind, I know this guy is coming. This guy is gonna be open. Alam ko, if they do this, ito yung malilibre. If they don't do this, I have this. So, kaya medyo nagiging parang tingin ng iba, oh yan, then no, I study the game. So, kaya yung mga pangapasa na nagugulat sila, hindi, I study the game. Alam ko, bakante yan. I know history. I know, pag may mga defensive talaga yung mga teams, alam ko na kung sino yung malilibre and ano yung malilibre.
Very interesting and true. You're correct. You're 100% accurate. Game tape and watching film are very important. In fact, all the greats do it all the time, right? And not just the highlights, not just the cut up condensed videos, the whole
Yes.
game. Because basketball is a game of po. It's almost like writing a poem. Okay, now people, bear with
Yeah.
me here as I explain this. When you write a poem, the last paragraph can only be really good if it flows naturally, organically, and beautifully from the first paragraph. For me, it's almost like writing an article. I think basketball is similar in a way that what happens in the first quarter, what happens in the second quarter, sometimes dictates what happens in the fourth quarter, diba? Because if you're playing a certain coverage in the first quarter and you notice the offense is being able to counter it quickly, you have to adjust, you have to change. So it's a four-quarter game. A lot of people like watching just the final quarter because that's where it gets exciting. Sometimes just the final minutes, right? But it's a 48-minute game in the pros, 40 minutes in college, and all of that is connected. But Robert, now actually, I think you're a mind reader because this was a topic I wanted to bring up with you towards the end of the podcast, but let's put it in front, diba? Because I was going to ask you, what do you feel about the young upcoming generation of basketball players in the Philippines? Ano yung kulang nila and what do they have, right? So you mentioned you think that's an area that they don't really have, that patience to study game tape and game film. Bakit mo nasabi yun? Is that based from conversations you've had with younger basketball players?
I think just based on experience and yun nga, yung mga conversation that I see in the players. I mean, when I look back, when I was starting playing the game, wala akong alam sa PBA. I don't know PBA, I don't know UAAP, I don't know NCAA. I learned that on the fly nung dumating ako dito sa Manila. I was naked, I don't know what to expect. I was a guy from the province. I didn't even know there was a professional league. So at that time, nung dumating na ako rito, I learned, nakikinig ako sa mga, syempre, yung mga stories, di ba? Mga journalists, kagaya nyo, di ba? When you're questioning the NBA players, ano yung mga sagot nila, syempre, pinapakinggan mo, natututo ka. Then, when I was in college, syempre, yung mga coaches namin, naglalabas sila ng mga game tapes, video tapes, pero parang hindi siya parallel dun sa yung mga naririnig ko sa NBA, di ba? Yung, uy, ito, ito, ito. Meron siya, pero siyempre iba talaga yung NBA because of meron silang resources eh. They got the resources. So, ngayon na dumating na ako sa pros, I think sa PBA, it's beginning to have a trend. Meron na kami, for example, sa our team, Anthony Scolin, he's our analytic guy. So, he says everything. So, I talk to him most of the time. I ask him about ano bang ginagawa ng team na to, whether they good, and he knows everything. Coaches, of course, they know the X and O's, they know the defense. Ang tagal na nila dito sa liga, so no-brainer, alam na nila. Pero as you know, especially you covered Miami Heat, you covered NBA, you talked to coaches in the NBA. Alam mo, there's analytics to the game. Yan yung bago ngayon eh. And then I've read also si Coach Tim, sabi niya, if you don't adjust sa anong bago ngayon, maiiwan ka eh. Maiiwan ka
Tama.
and the game now, it's more analytics eh. But back then, it was all about mid-range jumper. Now, nobody takes mid-range jumper. It's not because it's not a good shot. It's because the game is just different now. You just have to adjust. So ako, nag-adjust ako on the fly. So pag nung nalaman ko na nung nasa college ako, but parang hirap ako sa mga ganito. Then pumasok ako sa pros, parang hirap. You know, I can get it, pero it's not very efficient. Parang hirap ako. So nung pinapanood yung NBA players, I asked mga greats din sa PBA. Kaya pag nag-All-Star, usually I talk to Jason, I talk to James Yap, I talk to Mark Borroca. These are the legends of the game. Eh. Ito yung mga yung June Marpardo, yung mga premium sa game. Eh. So when I asked them when they were in college, sabi nila, hirap, di ba? The allowances back then wasn't the same as now. Di ba? And then sabi nila, swerte kami nung time namin kasi medyo malaki-laki na daw allowance namin. Sa time nila, hindi. Tapos na yun, you hear stories, di ba? O, over the moon na yung mga allowances ng mga college players. I think for me, they should get the old heads. Yung nga sinasabi ng nila Charles Barkley, di ba? The old heads.
Inside the NBA.
Meaning, di ba? Meaning yung mga greats dati, di ba? If you have the opportunity to talk to one of the great players, like ako, lagi kong kinakausap si Mark, Jason, James Yap, yung mga magagaling talaga dati. At sinatanong ko anong pinagdadaanan nila nung college. So I have to know ano yung mga pinagdadaanan nila growing up. Kasi for sure, hindi naman sila kagad naging Jason Castro. Hindi naman sila kagad naging LA Tenorio, di ba? Lahat yun may pinagdaanan ng mga players, di ba? Si Mark Parroca, ano bang dinaanan niya sa FPU. Lahat yun may mga pinagdaanan sila eh. So I always ask them, ano bang ginawa nila nung college? Hirap daw, ito lang daw allowance nila, wala pa silang pagkain. Diba? Tapos nung dumating sa amin, nandyan na, kompleto na. Tapos ngayon, mas kompleto na. And I think the younger generations na nakakalimutan nila the essence of hard work, diba? Because they got it easily. I think nowadays, especially college, nire-recruit ka na based on potential. Eh. Potential. Back then, sa time namin, nire-recruit ka kasi meron ka nang napatunayan. Kailangan may napatunayan ka na bago kayo recruit, diba? Pero nowadays, it's different. Kahit sa NBA, diba? I think Michael Jordan said it one time, you know, NBA players now get paid 25, 30, $1 million ba based on potential. Dati, yung pag-draft nila, gantong salary muna sila. Dapat magkapakita ka muna bago ka umakyat sa gantong klaseng salary. Ngayon, pasok mo pa lang, nandun na kaagad based on potential. So I think you already have that advantage. Diba? Huwag nyo kalimutan yung hard work. Diba? Nandiyan ka na eh. Pero siyempre, mahirap din i-balance eh kasi siyempre, you're giving it too much, di ba? Nandiyan na din sa harap mo. Ang laki na rin, di ba? It could change your family's future. So, sometimes you have to weigh in din. Minsan kasi, may iba kagaya sa amin, mga taga-probinsya, hirap kami eh. Di ba? Then, meron kami perang ganun, di ba? Minsan, nalulula ka. Sometimes, you go out of your way. Kaya minsan, importante talaga yung family. And then, importante yung talagang mga veterano sa team. So, you have to talk to the greats. You have to begin nga, ikaw nga, student of the game. Kaya nung pagdating ko sa PBA, I became student of the game. Kailangan intindihin ko sino ba yung nagsimula ng PBA, sino ba yung first MVP, sino ba bumuo ng PBA, and then kailangan alamin mo yun. Para at least nire-respeto mo yung foundation na binuo nila along the way sa mga players na yun. Diba? Nung pinasukan nila Jason Castro, lahat, biglang boom, ito na, mga B-League, KBL, baka boom, next 3, 4, 5 years, baka mag-open na yung Chinese CBA, hindi mo masabi. Marami ka ng options, pero meron ka ng option eh. Meron ka ng, kumbaga, nandito na sa kamay niyo eh. So you have to take advantage of that. And one of those is hard work. Huwag niyong kalimutan, nothing could be easy without hard work, the preparation, di ba? Nandyan na eh. I know you have, meron ka ng resources eh. You have the money to train, you have the money to hire workout buddies, diet, you know, I think you should take that seriously kasi yun yung papapatagal sa career mo eh, di ba? Your diet, and then be a student of the game. Watch the game tape. You know? Don't go out, don't party too much. Try to stay in the gym, focus on gym, you know? Focus on the game kasi hindi mo masabi, tulog ka pag-gising mo, you're 10 years in the league, 12 years in the league, and then you're done. So I don't want to go back. Kaya ako sabi ko, I don't want to go back saying, damn, I should have done differently when I was in the pros. I should have done this and this. Dana. Hindi, at least when I retire, my mindset ko lagi pag nag-retire ako, wala na eh. I've given everything I had. Wala na akong pagsisisihan going back. So I think being a student of the game is very important. Watch film, watch game films, di ba? Ito yung gusto mo eh, binabayaran ka dito, di ba? You're getting paid X amount of money to perform, di ba? So as long as meron kang advantage sa kabila, kasi athletic, talo ka talaga sa iba eh. May iba talaga ang athletic eh. They're born genetically at talaga mas athletic talaga, mas malakas talaga tumalon, mas talagang broad shoulders talaga sila kahit hindi man sila nag-gym. Minsan may ganong klase ng player, mabibilis kahit hindi natutulog. Meron talagang ganon eh. So you have to find your niche. Ba kailangan meron kang mas mataas sa kanila, di ba? Kailangan medyo may advantage. I think sa akin, yun talaga yung advantage ko eh. I'm not the fastest one. I'm not the tallest one. But I think my IQ and the hard work and preparation, I think no one can outwork me. I think no one can out prepare me. And for sure, no one can out, watching films. So every time I come home, sabi, lagi ko siya sabi sa asawa ko, my time is for you and for my basketball. Wala akong, I don't have friends. I don't go out with friends. You don't see me go out. Lagi ko siya sabi, it's either I'm in the gym, I'm in the court, or I'm at the house spending time with you or spending time with the iPad watching films. So I think it's all about ano ba talaga gusto mo, di ba? Do you really want this? Do you want it really bad? Do you want to be the best? If you want to be the best, you have to find things na talagang mas magaling ka, di ba? You have to go all in. This is not for me. This is not halfway in lang. I just want to do this for fun. For me, I take this thing seriously. Ito yung passion ko. Eh. This is my life. This is something na, as you know, di ba, bangko ako dati. I was a bench player back then. No one, lahat ng tao, nakakalimutan na nila. They see me as this, but hindi nila nakikita yung the time when I was a bench player, hindi nila nakikita. I still prepared back then. You could ask Abu. Me and Abu, we prepared. Kaya nga si Abu ngayon, ang nilalaro, he's with Magnolia. Abu knows, me and him, when we were in La Salle. We usually train in the morning. We shoot around. Kami dalawa lang kahit may game ng gabi. Kasi we knew hindi kami magagamit. Sabi ko, let's take this opportunity, day by day. And yun na yun. Day by day, I prepared. Kahit hindi naman ako ginagamit. I prepared. I said, one opportunity. Sabi ko, one opportunity can change my life. So, when I got that opportunity, San Beda, I was ready. So, when I got that opportunity, wala na. Hindi ko na pinakawalan yun.
Solid, absolutely. Nung nag-explain ka just now about the different traits that you have when it comes to your life, when you mentioned all the film viewing and the obsessive need to keep watching film to keep improving, it reminded me of Tom Brady. I know he didn't play basketball, American football star, but seven-time champion, considered maybe the greatest
My
athlete of all
idol.
time. One of your idols, yeah, for sure. Mine too, because of how inspiring he was over the years. And seven championships is seven championships. And one of the reasons why he became the greatest of his sport, despite not being athletic, despite being a sixth round pick, was because he kept watching film. That was one of the reasons. There were other reasons like diet and whatnot, but the film viewing. And you saying, I want to be a student of the game, learn about the PBA, the greats before me, what they did to get me to where I am now. You know who says that a lot in the NBA? LeBron James. LeBron James all the time says, I'm a student of the game. I read up about the NBA. I learn about the players, the superstars before me who paved the way for me to get to where I am. And your trait when it comes to hardworking and no one, you not being genetically athletic like everyone else, but no one being able to work harder than you reminds me of Jimmy Butler, because Miami Heat, yes. But Jimmy Butler has
Yes.
said many times,
Jimmy
I'm not the
B.
f exactly playoff Jimmy. He always says, I'm not the fastest guy, tallest guy, all of that, but no one can outwork me. So you put all those three traits together, and I'm not surprised you are the player that you are. And of course, we do have to shout out the former PBA greats that have paved the way along the way. I'd even go as far as to say
Yes.
Ramon Fernandez, Alvin Patrimonio, Robert
Yeah.
Jaworski, Atoy
Johnny
Ko,
Aparento.
Johnny
Yes, those guys.
Abarrientos, even someone like Sean Chambers, who's now at FEU,
Yeah.
paving the way for imports to have legacies in the PBA. So there are many, many people to thank, and that's why we have the games that we do now with the superstars like you, Robert Bolick. Now, we want to talk to Robert also about something close to heart, something I've wanted to learn more about, get his side of the story, his take about what happened. But first, I want to tell you about a sponsor of the show, Fitspire. Now, we know it's not easy to always plan your workouts. We know it's not always easy to make time 2 hours a day or 1 hour a day for the gym. People say sometimes you don't find time, you have to make time. Well, you know what? When you only have 24 hours in a day and you have to sleep a certain amount of hours, you have to work a certain amount of hours, it's hard to make time to work out or go to the gym, so to say, or find a workout program, a workout area. So you know what helps? Having gym equipment at home so you can work out on the go. You have a free 20 minutes at home. Pick up a dumbbell, pick up a kettlebell. Robert knows this. There are many 20, 30-minute workouts, HIIT, to get your heart rate up going, and so that you are confident enough to know that when you go to bed at night, you did your workout for the day and you invested in your physical health. Well, Fitspire, a friend of the show, is offering home gym equipment for valuable prices. And if you use the code word NAVSEffect10, NAVSEffect10, at the website www.sunbeams, that's with an S, sunbeamslifestyle.com, you can get 10% on the equipment of Fitspire. And to learn more about what it is that they do, watch this ad.
Transform your sweat into strength and your doubts into determination. Welcome to the journey of Fitspire.
Okay, we are back. Robert, so this is how I understand the situation you were in Japan, no? You had signed with the team and then you had played two or three games, if I'm not mistaken. You even had one game where I think you scored 10 or 12 points. And I remember when I saw the email with your stats, I was like, okay, this is when we're going to start seeing Robert Bolick get going. I'm not sure if it's 12, maybe it was more. You can remind us later. But I started thinking, okay, Robert's going to get going. He's going to be winning games for his team. And then I remember I got a call one day. I was actually doing an interview. Someone was interviewing me for a podcast. And then I got a call in the middle of the interview. And I was like, and it was your manager and a friend of ours, Marvin Espiritu. Shout out to Marvin, of course, saying Robert's on the way back from Japan. And obviously, Marvin didn't want to reveal the information, what happened, because it's private. All he told me was it's a quote unquote delicate situation with your wife's pregnancy. And because of that, you decided that you wanted to come back to the Philippines. At that point, you weren't even sure if you're going to play in the PBA, if you were even going to return to basketball. All your focus at that moment was I'm going to get home, get my wife safe. And we're going to take care of this baby that's on the way. So, Robert, why don't you share the story about everything that happened?
Oh, no, we my wife, we're very happy kasi na she was pregnant, but yun yung dream namin dalawa, and I was very happy. But yun nga, when we were in Japan, mahirap kasi yung wala silang English eh. So there was a time medyo sumakit yung son ng wife ko, we weren't able to enter any Japanese hospital, hindi kami tinanggap. I think we went to three hospitals, hindi kami tinanggap around the area. So I was pissed. I was mad because sabi ko, my wife's hurting. Help us, help us. But I didn't know that in the rules pa nila doon is you have to call, you have to let them know you're coming so that they'll help you. So I was just thinking, we have away games, my wife is alone. What if that happens again? And I don't feeling ko I couldn't give the team the best of my abilities kasi I'm not playing 100%. I'm thinking something else when I'm playing, and I don't think that's fair to the team also. They're paying me this amount of money for me to play, and I'm not 100% focused, and that's something na hindi naman ako. So I talked to the team, I talked to the president, I talked to the owner as well. At first, they didn't want me to go. They really liked me, they loved me, they don't want me to go. They pushed na, you know, just try it out, see if, you know, baka mag, alam mo yun, baka once lang nangyari, alam mo yun, baka ma-save natin, just take it a day at a time. So I that's why it took me 2 months. 2 months to decide to come back. So because again, I will try, and then I try to ask them to help if maybe I could send someone, you know, family relative to come in Japan. So like sama lang yung asawa ko, but as you know, it's very hard to get a visa in Japan, especially working visa. You stay there for 8 months. Mahirap yun eh. They can get that in ganun lang, hindi naman hindi mabilis eh. Sa atin kasi nagagawa ng paraan eh. Sa kanila they have a lot of rules. Ako nga, kumuha ko ng visa ko, ang tagal eh. It took me like 1 month mahigit bago ko nakuha yung the, ano ba yan, yung bago Department of Working, yung POEA dati, DWF na ito, DFW. So, ang tagal na eh. So, he told me mahirap. It might probably take 2 to 3 months. I said, I cannot wait 2 to 3 months. Ayaw talaga nila, but I think I push myself na I think it's better na. After that first game, I think I have 12 points, and then the next, yung may laro kami kaagad, kanibukasan nun eh, kasi back-to-back sa Japan. And nung gabi na yon, yun nga, medyo masama na naman ang pakiramdam niya. So I think that was the point na, you know, I think this is more than basketball. I think it's time for us to go home. Kaya nung Sunday na yun, sabi ko sa coach, just don't play me. I'm not in my right mind to play. That's why that game I didn't play 1 minute. I just supported my team. And then when I come back, I told the team, and I think the team was sad and mad at the same time. I don't blame them. But we have a lot of expectation this season. Pero sabi ko, it's hindi naman to basketball related. Yeah. That team was very professional. Fukushima, their president is so nice. Ownership is so nice. The city is so nice. Me and my wife enjoyed there. We would love to stay there. But under the circumstances, I think it was very hard. Sabi ko, you know what? If there's another chance, we could come back. But ito yung meron tayo. We just prayed. And I said, let's just go back. I don't want to think about basketball for now. I was ready to sit out. I was ready to do everything. Because me and my wife, we wanted this baby. So we come home, and then I just make sure na nandito kasi mas madali kausap, mas malapit yung mga hospital, nandito yung family niya, hindi siya mag-iisa. So it was something na ano eh. Kung hindi lang naman siya na ano, we would not come back. Pero I think now that decision, it's very good, di ba? Sa anong nangyari sa amin. So I think God guided us. I just prayed every day, and then pretty sure God is always beside me and my wife. So I knew whatever decision we made was always going to be for the betterment for our family. So if you look at it now, ang ganda naman nangyari, di ba? I'm here, signed a long-term contract, and then my baby is on the way, a couple of weeks, lalabas na, baby boy pa, binigay pa sa amin, gusto namin lalaki, ako gusto ko siya, gusto rin niya. So we're happy about that, you know, but for sure, I would have loved to stay in Japan. I think all of my teammates, kaya nga, yung nagalit lang yung presidente nun, because sabi niya sa akin, the teammates, yung Japanese players, they look at me, eh. They look up to me. Sabi niya, it's very hard if you go. Medyo mahihirapan sila kasi we have a tight bond, kasi they saw how I work. They saw my dedication to the game. They saw how I talk to my teammates. They saw I wasn't just, you know, just, okay, I'll get this salary and go. They know I was different. I asked perfection from my teammates, you know, the shoot around, the watching films and all that. So I think yun yung nasasaktan yung may-ari. And I don't blame him. You know, I don't blame him. You know, grabe yung pinag-usapan namin yung summer na yun. And we have a high expectation going into this season, pero sabi ko sa kanya, I cannot, things are out of my control. I don't want to play, and then pag may nangyari, I would blame myself in the long run. Sabi ko, no, it's just a good decision to go back. And then hanggang ngayon naman, nag-uusap pa rin kami. I still give him messages. Of course, I still thank him. Kasi he didn't hesitate to give me that release, diba? Kasi kung iba pa yon, baka sobrang galit nila, baka hindi pa nila re-release, diba? So, I'm still happy na... Kasi alam nila, it wasn't about basketball. It was about life. Family related. So, yes.
Exactly. There are parts of our lives where we have to decide, okay, no matter what our work is, no matter where our careers are at, no matter where, or no, rather, no matter what we're trying to accomplish, life just takes priority over everything else right now. And yes. I think safe to say for you, you were in that situation, because I can only imagine, I mean, I don't have a kid on the way yet. One day I imagine I would like to, very much so. And while you were sharing that story, I just imagine myself in that same position you were. And what that must have felt, and how it must have been kind of scary, considering you were in a foreign land that was nice, like you said, but it was still a foreign land, right? And there are areas, yes, especially if you have home and away games, and you won't always be around for your wife if something happens. I can just only imagine that anxiety going through you, and
yes,
how nervous it, exactly. And I give you props for making the choice that, yes, you did, because I'm sure I knew how much you wanted this opportunity. You know, I remember, if I can share this story, we were in the opening of your milk tea branch. This was, I believe this was January or December January. 2022. Congratulations, by the way. 2023. Congratulations. More than 1 year now, 1.5 years for your business. Props to you for that. And I remember you, atat na atat ka, you really wanted the opportunity to go abroad, right? You were like, if it's there, Taiwan or Japan or Korea, whatever is there, I'm ready for it. I want to use this opportunity to improve my game. So for you to walk away from that, and not to mention the contract that you had, I'm sure it wasn't easy. Robert, would you be willing to share how much you walked away from by choosing life, which, by the way, again, I commend you for, but would you be willing to share that?
No, I didn't think about that for 1 minute. I was, hindi ko talaga iniisip yung ano na yun, yung pera na yun. I knew I could still get that back anytime in my life, but you know, I always think about the time when I talk to a lot of PBA players, yung nawalan din sila ng yung anak, you know. And it was very tough on them. So I was like, no money could, you know,
replace
no
this.
Money could replace this kung mangyari man sa akin. So I was like, let's just go home. You know, I don't care about that. As long as we pray, as long as we're true to our values. And credit to my wife also. She was very strong at that time. You know, she was very strong. She was the one who protected our family. Siya pa ngayon nagsasabi, no, I could do it. I could do it. Let's try it. And that's why tumagal kami ng 2 months. It wasn't supposed to be 2 months, to be honest. 1 month pa lang dapat, 1 week. But she pushed na, you know, this is your dream. Go. I'll be here. I'll try my best. But I think when I come home, I could just feel the tension. It was very hard for her. And I think ayaw lang niya akong sabihin siguro, because she wanted to be there for my career, diba? For my, kasi alam niya, I'm a very competitive person. I want challenges. I love challenges. And I could just feel something is not right. So,
not right. Yeah.
So I just felt like it was the best decision for us. So,
and you know, like, how, you know, and you know, it's so true what they say, diba? Happy wife, happy life. If the wife ain't happy, you ain't happy.
Yes. That's why I'm playing really good, you know, ever since she came into my life, because wala akong iisipin pang iba. I sabi ko sa kanya, I'll give you whatever, everything you want. Basta, sabi niya sa akin, I'll just be here, whatever support you need. So sometimes I'm not even in the house. I'm always in the gym. I practice. I never heard her complain even one bit. You know, she always say, do what you have to do. We're gonna be okay. I'm just here. So Yun lang. That's why I'm having more time with basketball. Eh, sa kanya. Sabi niya, go do whatever you have to do. If you have to stay there the whole day to shoot, then stay the whole day. So that's why she's the best. You know, she's the mother of my kid, coming kid. So I'm very proud that I made the right decision. You know, God gave me a beautiful, you know, wife. Gives me more than I ever dreamed of. And I don't know if I deserve this kind of treatment, but I make sure that every time I have a day off, I make sure I spend every time with her. That's why I don't go out. That's why lahat ng laro ngayon is very good, because I never, ever since she came, I was so focused on basketball. Mostly basketball siya lang. I never go out, I don't drink, I don't party, I don't hang out with any friends, I don't have friends. Because I'm really dedicated to my work. For sure, I have friends. Nagme-message sila sa akin, but alam nila what I'm about. They know how I love the game. So kung lalabas sila, they don't even hesitate. They don't even put it in their mind na isama nila ako, kasi they know the answer already. So
it is. Yeah. It's love for the game. It's love for your life, and it's passion. I think ultimately that's what it is. It's straight
yes.
up passion. And I should say, before anything else, congratulations, or rather, advance congratulations for your upcoming
yeah.
boy. I
yes.
wish you an incredible amount of happiness with him.
Yes.
And 18 years from now, I cannot wait to break where he is going to play college basketball.
Okay. He's going to play for San Beda. That's
it. Of course. All right, we're going to take a quick break now, and then we'll be back with Robert Bolick. First, I want to talk quickly about the new hoodies of Get Blued. We have known for the longest time that Get Blued is the go-to option when it comes to Ateneo merchandise. What better way to support your favorite Ateneo varsity teams than to grab a hold of their new hoodies? Check out the link in our description to know more. And while you're at it, search Varsity Lifestyle on Instagram. Any UAP gear you want, shirts, hoodies, jackets, caps, whatever you want, well, they will be ready for you. So go check them out. Robert, if you had to wear a UAAP team gear, would it still be LaSalle?
Sorry?
If you had to wear a UAAP team gear, would it still be LaSalle? Random lang, no need to explain. Just yes or no. Because you won
yeah,
a championship, but would you?
Of course. I still have high respect with LaSalle, siempre. I still graduated LaSalle Green Hills. It's still part of me. It's still part of me. You know, I love LaSalle. Every time I watch UAAP, I still support LaSalle for sure, because doon din ako galing. So even with what happened, siyempre you have to respect the team. We won a championship there. I love my teammates. I love my coaches. Yung mga bossing ko doon, mga ninong ko rin nga rin sa kasal eh. We still
Tama.
Have that respect. And I mean, you know, they gave me my first chance and opportunity dito sa Manila. They took care of me. So, you know, not talking about basketball. Siyempre sa basketball, sometimes, ganun talaga eh. As I've said, sa lahat ng players coming up to college, I said, I don't care how good you are. Sometimes you have to fit whatever the coach's system is.
Correct.
And if hindi ka fit, hindi ko, kahit ang gaano ka pagagaling, talagang hindi ka magagamit because hindi ka fit eh. Hindi ka fit. So, it's not his fault sometimes. You know, sometimes they blame coaches too much. Siyempre, 50-50 din yan eh. Kasi hindi mo alam kung ano ba talaga yung buong story niya, di ba? So,
yes.
For
Correct.
Me,
tama. Great guidance
Juno
for the
was,
young players.
Coach Juno was a very good coach. Coach Juno was a very good coach. He was the first one I knew. Like a lot of how to play with tendencies, you know, players' tendencies. You know, ganon. First time ko narinig yun kay Coach Juno. He was a very good coach, but Coach Juno was a win guy. So he had 7-8 man rotation. That was his thing. That's how he coached. So you have to respect that, and he won a championship. You know? So how
All
could
right.
you how could you complain about that? You know? So that means whatever decision he made was right, because he.
So I'm happy you bring that up, Robert, now, because the first time I really met you was when you were in LaSalle, And over the years, I've had the privilege of getting to know you. About 10 years now, I think I've known you. You know, it's so funny. When you wanted to announce that you were going to San Beda, I remember
Yes,
I was in a
yes, yes.
restaurant with some of my friends, like Gio
Yes.
and Atrax and other LaSalle fans. We had this LaSalle
Yes.
podcast going
Yes,
on
I
with Green
remember.
fans,
Yes,
and we had you on the phone announcing while we were recording back then, early days of technology and social
yes,
media. So I was
yes.
always so
Yes.
thankful to you for doing that, by the way.
Yes.
Great times, great times. But that just also, to me, reminds me of how long I've known you and how, in so many ways, you're still the same person now that you were back then, but you've also changed in other ways. So I guess to close this podcast, I want to ask you, as you reflect back on the last decade of your life, from when you played college basketball to where you are now, a bona fide star in the PBA, one of the greatest basketball players in the country today, if there's something you could change, what would you change?
I think I would not change anything because everything that pinagdaanan ko made me who I am today. But to be honest, I think I should have been more focused since I came in college. And I can't blame myself kasi if you look at it, sino ba yung galing Ormoc, napunta rito sa Manila, alam mo, walang nakakagabay sa akin nun eh. I don't have somebody to talk to. Ano ba nga? Paano ba? Ano ba style? Ano ba yung ano? So, I was naked. I didn't know what to do at that time. So, I think the only thing I could change is I should have started young. So, when I go back, and every time, kahit yung ngayon, I make sure I'm an ambassador to Ormoc players. I always say, you have to start young. Build young. Start young. Make it your prime when you're young. Kasi sabi nila, when you're 28, 29, 30, that's your prime. And I don't believe that. I think once you're 16, 17, that's your prime. Nasa sa'yo na yan kung paano mo gawin ng paraan. If I could go back when I was 16, I think from 16 years old, I would start my diet already. I would not eat fast food. I would not go out. I would not drink. I would not party. I think I should have started at that younger age and built my body from that when I was 16. I'm pretty sure 4 years from that time, from 16, yung mga diet ko, kain ko, stretching, everything stretching to ice bath, to rehab, to watching films. I think when I reached 26, 8 years of doing that, I'm ahead of everybody else. Yun yung lagi kong sinasabi kahit sa mga teammates ko. You come to practice every day. I started in college. So I take probably 200 to 250 shots a day. You put 300 included practice. So sabi ko, if I take 300 and some of you guys don't, if I take 300 a day and some players only do 50-50, I'm ahead already. I have more shots. So if you multiply it in a year, you multiply it in 2 years, then I'm ahead. So I'm ahead of the competition. That's always my mindset. How could I be ahead? So lagi ko sinasabi noon, and once I became who I became, hindi ko na tinitingnan yung competition. I look at myself na I compete with myself. So since I came to the pros, I compete with myself. I don't compete with the MVPs in the PBA, the best, kung sino may sinasabi ng best point guard. I don't compete with them. I compete with myself. How could I be better 1 year from now? So if I'm this now, how could I beat this guy in 1 year? So that's every day. Every day I have to be the best every day. So I have to work out 4 times a week. I have a diet 6 times a week. I have one cheat day on Sundays. I have to make sure I have 300 to 500 shots every day. So if I multiply that in a week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, lagi ko siya sabi, if I'm out, pag nalaglag kami nitong day na to, lagi mo Monday, I take my wife, I have to celebrate her for 1 week. Show her around kung saan kami mapunta. And then the next week, I'm right back at it. Kasi alam ko, yung iba, nagbabakasyon pa eh. I start early, I end early. So, pag pinapatong-patong mo yun, wala na, ahead na ako. That's why I could make some of these incredible shots. Some say it's lucky, some say it's chamba. Walang chamba sa basketball. As long as you work, as you put your mind into it, if you work through it, if you study the game, diba, you're gonna be the best. Kung ano man yung gusto mo. For me, I want to be the best. Diba? That's just my mindset. I don't know if I could ever surpassed the seven-time MVP Jamal. Sino ba yung mga magiging Mark Baro, even Mark Baroka, one of my idols talaga, yung talagang tinitingnan ko, Jason Castro. I don't know if I could ever beat these guys, you know, but at least I tried. At least I have the vision to, I'm gonna be better than these guys, diba? Kasi kung wala kang vision, how could you play the game, competitive game, if you don't have the vision to be the best, diba? If you just wanna be this guy, and then you don't belong, diba? So, like,
the best. Sabi,
so, kaya nga kami, ang ganda na start namin, to be honest, because not kami, we're doing extra. I come in early, Baser is there, Enoch is there, Tony is there, Dominic Fajardo is there, everybody's shooting shots. After practice, everybody's shooting shots, everybody is in doing rehab, everybody is in the gym, everybody's doing ice bath after practice. So, lahat eh, lahat, kaya lahat gumagaling eh, kaya siya lagi ko sinasabi. You have one opportunity. If you have one opportunity, if that pass is wide open, you have to make it. It's a very hard league. You know, the other teams are very strong. So, you know, I think if I go back, I would have started earlier. I think I would have been much more better player-wise. If you're 16 pa lang, I put the dedication, the diet, the rehab, the gym, the shooting, not going out. Coming in early in practice, staying late in practice, I think I would have been 10 times better. Because I just started that 3 years, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I could go back, I should have started early. Probably.
Well, there's no time like the present, and there's nothing more promising than the future.
Yes,
and
so.
If you keep up what you're doing, Robert, I think safe to say you're on your way to even greater possibilities. Thank you so much for joining me on this Sunday evening to record this podcast.
Thank you. Eh, ako, may question ako sa'yo.
Okay, go lang.
Out of the blue, who do you think is going to win the NBA championship?
Denver Nuggets.
You think Denver?
I think they have the best.
Who's going to come out in the East?
Boston. I just think Boston is so loaded this year. They're a team that's been knocking on the door for so many years. Parang they're there, then they come up short. I don't, but to me, it's still Denver. Denver is loaded. They have the best player in the NBA, biggest team, one of the biggest teams in the NBA. Great guard play, great bench, great coaching, great home court advantage. You know, when like there are check marks of what makes teams great, they're the ones that parang fill up the most. So. Yeah.
Ako, I think gusto ko yung Bucks eh. Pero I think if Miami could play Boston, I would pick Miami to win.
You see, I like that. I like that. I mean, I love my Heat, so yeah.
I feel like Miami could beat them. For me, I think Miami could beat them in a Game 7 series. I think Spo is just so good adjusting, and they have Terry Rozier. Hero just played a while ago. I just feel like if Miami could stay healthy, yung Hero kasi pag hindi lang na-injured yan,
pwedeng-pwede, no?
Nawalan ako ng pag-asa sa Bucks. What the hell is happening to the Bucks?
Yung defense, bro. Yung defense, medyo kulang.
Alat. But I think sa West, if everybody's healthy, I'll go with the Clippers. Healthy. Hey. Clippers and Suns. Siyempre, Lakers ako. I just take that out of the way. Umatik na yan. Parang ikaw, Miami ka na all the way. Ako, Lakers ako all the way. Umatik na yan. Pero I just feel like if the Clippers and the Suns stay healthy, I think
it's them.
Kasi feeling ko, pag nagtapat yung Denver tsaka Mavericks in the first round, I'll pick the Dallas Mavericks.
Ooh, okay. I like that. I mean, you can't count Luka and Kyrie out.
Jamal is in and out. Eh?
Yes, that's
is that
true.
Healthy? He's not healthy. So
we shall see. I'll hit you up so one of the playoff games for sure, Robert.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you. I can't wait to have you back. We're going to make this a regular thing.
Yes.
Like you said, nasa bahay ka lang naman. You want to talk about basketball? I would be happy to talk basketball with you as much as I can.
Pagdating ng playoffs, we could.
Yes, sir. NBA podcast na yan.
Yes. Let's try to. I wanna pick the brains of the journalists then, because I've been picking I've been picking minds with the coaches. Coaches has different things, eh, di ba? Iba yung thinking ng coaches, eh, di ba? I talked to Coach John, Coach Frankie, iba yung mindset nila. I wanna dissect kung ano naman yung sa journalist side, how you guys watch the game, ano ba yung nakikita nyo, how do you dissect the game itself, di ba? I wanna hear on your side at the end as well, kung ano ba yung tingin nyo rin ang nangyayari, di ba?
Yes,
so,
sir.
Let's see. Pag nag-start yung playoffs, let's have that.
We'll talk about that for sure.
Yes. Let's see.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate you, bro.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.